Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2023, Lord willing, we'll make it from Genesis through Leviticus. So glad to be with you today. Why don't we have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. All right. Let's go ahead and open up in the Bible. Oh, we need to pray first. Nathan, you called me out for that yesterday. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. What a blessing it is to get to come and to hear your word. We pray that your spirit would teach us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to read it to you guys while you drink your tea. Is that good? All right, here we go. And the Lord said to Moses, "Cut two tablets of stone like the first ones, and I will write on these tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. So be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain, and no man shall come up with you, and let no man come up with you, and let no man be seen throughout all the mountain. Let neither their flocks nor herds feed before the mountain." So he cut two tablets of stone like the first ones. Then Moses rose early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai, as the Lord God had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Jehovah. And Jehovah passed before him and proclaimed, "The Lord, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation." So Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Then he said, "If now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray, go among us, even though we are a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." Well, what are the three questions we need to ask ourselves? What are the ABCs? A, what is this
about?
B, what's the best verse to summarize? And C, what are we
called
to do? Okay, so what do you guys think this is about? What would you put in your own words?
The second commandment? Like the second stone tablets?
The second stone tablets?
Which are about to be made.
Okay. What do you think, Daniel? What do you think this is about?
We think this is about they're still trying to get the law to the people. And we still have to walk in their heart instead of asleep.
Okay, so there's still work to do in their heart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think, Ellie? What do you remember from the story?
Another one?
Yeah, another set of laws. Good, right? So, what happened to the first two stones?
They got broken by Moses.
They got broken by Moses, right? Why was he mad? Why did he break them?
Because
a golden calf popped out of the fire. Yeah, right? Is that the real story of what actually happened? No. No, right?
They were down dancing around that golden calf.
That's right. They were covenant breakers, weren't they? Yeah, and God said he was going to kill them all, but Moses prayed for them and asked for grace. And now God reveals his name to Moses, and remember, this, I think this is what I would underline in my Bible. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and the children's children to the third and fourth generations. I have that double underlined in my Bible. So how do you think God is able to say he's merciful, and he's gracious, he's patient, and he's abounding in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression of sin, but then he says, but I won't clear the guilty? How do you think he does that?
Well, he has almost like a system.
Oh, what's his system?
His system is, oh, forgive you, he gives you the free gift of grace. Only if you accept, receive it, you only receive him and his grace.
Okay, but he said he can't, he will not. Remember what it said? By no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. How is God able to be merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, forgiving iniquity and transgression of sin, and yet not clearing the guilty?
Not clearing the guilty?
Yeah, God, would it be just of God to tell a murderer, you're good?
No.
Don't worry about it.
No.
No, someone's got to pay. Do you know who paid for that sin?
Jesus.
Yeah, the answer is going to be that Jesus would pay for that sin. And that we are the people here. I pray, go among us, even though we are a stiff-necked people. Daniel, sometimes do you struggle with sin? Even though Daddy tells you not to do something? Mm-hmm. But not Nathan. Nathan never struggles with sin.
He does.
But Allie's perfect. She never struggles with sin after Mommy and Daddy tell her God wants her to do something right.
Never.
Right, Allie? Are you perfect? You're not perfect. Oh, but I'm perfect.
Nope.
No?
Wow.
I wasn't insulted. I was told the truth. But it's God. It's God who forgives our sins for Jesus' sake. That's how there's mercy and forgiveness. That's how God is abounding in goodness and truth. So, why don't we go ahead and pray? You guys ready? All right. Lord, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us, that you've told us your name, that you are Yahweh, our God. You have shown grace to us even though we're stiff-necked. You have shown mercy to us in Jesus, though we, by nature, are transgressors of your law. Father, we pray that you would let us love you more. Let us follow you more. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you today. May you work for his glory. May you have comfort in his grace. And I'll see you next time. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye,
bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.